Welcome to the Hot Flush, the premier podcast for the perimenopausal. You're joined by your host, cranky Mrs. Woog, and my good friend,
Mrs. Berry. Mrs. Woog just said to me, I'm in a very strange mood. And I said, don't say a word more. We need to start on that spot.
I have been through every single emotion available since last Saturday. Oh. I have been up and down and up and down, and I am done.
Why?
I'm exhausted. And this week I've just been operating on this low level anxiety.
So the anxiety's back.
I know, and I've been so good with it.
Well, that's disappointing.
Pissed me off, to be honest, because I've done so much work on myself.
So much work?
Yes, I thought
the house was going to fix all that.
No. It's not the house. It's just the state of the world.
Oh, well, that's...
You know, I was just like yesterday, I went up to Woolies at Neutra Bay.
Yes.
You could not get a park.
No.
There
you
was
never
a
can.
Million people there. And I had to actually talk myself out of a panic attack. I haven't had a panic attack in years. What am I, 34?
You always have a panic attack. You can't say you've never had, you haven't had one
but
in years.
I haven't had one in years. I have not had a fully blown one. No, not a full, like I've gone, oh, that's happening. And then I can pull myself out of it.
Yeah.
But it is just, it's exhausting.
That is exhausting. And, it is, yes.
I love my husband. You know I love him.
I do.
He's driving me fucking crazy.
Is he? You need to, do you know what? I wish we had a spare room. Because don't you reckon he'd love little holidays at our place? Like where he's just near the water, so then he can just go and do crazy...
But it's not that he's done anything wrong. It's me. No.
Maybe you need to come to our place for a holiday.
I was going
to
say.
Here, get away from your men and come to mine.
Yeah, and because, like, you know, all of my travel work's been cancelled and everything, I don't have anything to sort of...
Well, don't look forward to. And you're the one that's taught me all about that, that you have to have something to look forward to.
I know.
Little things each week and big things...
Yeah, like...
Once a quarter.
Every quarter. So...
I am...
And I just want to finish off by saying I know that I'm not alone.
No.
Because I've put this on Facebook and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people are the same.
Yep.
Exhausted.
I think everyone is in... Everyone has adrenal fatigue.
That's what it is.
From the world just being completely in flux. And I just think... I've been that way this week. I've been feeling quite that... The sense of overwhelm has been more prevalent this week. And so to relax today, I sat down and I watched The Four Corners from last week that was by Stan Grant. And that was deeply relaxing. And then I started to watch the one with the Q&A with Julia Gillard, which
so just
all
some,
I did...
Some mind-brain-numbing brain work.
Yeah, so, and all I could do when I sat there and looked at her was just go, I miss you so much. I miss a voice of reason. I miss a voice in our government that is about...
Kindness.
...policy and about process rather than just... what do they call it? What's that? What's the populism? Rather than just populism. Anyway, so that was a really good idea. But then, of course, we were talking yesterday about how we were both in this state, and I said, come over for dinner. And you said, we can't do it tonight, but come and stay tomorrow night. So we did that, and then I made dessert. And then we managed to explode the butterscotch sauce in the car on the way here.
That's not good.
So, yeah, it's all... Everything's great. Everything actually is actually fine because luckily I had poured 3/4 of it over the pudding.
I know. She's made my favourite dessert ever.
Yeah, which I didn't even know. And I said to Woogs, I sent her a text saying, I've run out of time to make dessert because I've been baking bread. And then Rob has said, we should be late. Let's be late. Just, it doesn't matter. Like, let's just, you know, rather be late with dessert than early or on time and without or something.
So you turn half an hour late with dessert. If you find us upset, then you turn on time with no dessert.
There you go. And so now you've sort of got three. No, you've got dessert. We've got dessert.
We've got dessert.
And we're only 2 hours
late. And we're only 2 hours late. But that's sort of standard MI, really, isn't it?
Okay, speaking of politics, who are you... Oh, well, speaking of...
World
whatever.
Over, yeah.
Who are you going to give your hernia of the week to? The hernia of the week, listeners, is to someone who we wish... Well, I wanted to wish them dead, but then Kim thought that was a bit drastic and I, you know, on reflection probably agree that I don't wish anyone dead, but...
Yes.
And then we wish them other things.
Wait, you just got to reel that back a bit. We'll come to that next.
Yeah.
What happened to your groin? Oh, like what happened?
I slipped over.
Where? Down there?
Down there in the slippery slopes.
You had a fall.
I suffered a fall. One leg went one way, one leg went the other way. And I was in a fair amount of pain. You don't realise how much you need your groin until it's gone.
That just sounds excruciating.
It was so painful. It's sort of going now, but it does take me a while to put jeans on and shoes. I suffered a fall like an old lady would.
Had a fall.
I know.
Oh.
I wrote about
it. What do you need to do? Yeah, I know. But what do you need to do with a groin injury?
Rest it.
Is that it?
I have been doing it.
Have you been leaning into the rest?
I have been honouring my groin strain by sitting there on that couch with a book.
Well, that's, you see, that's
under a blankie.
But you see, that's it, you see. That's part of the peaks and troughs.
Yeah.
Because you've had a lot of time in your head. And we both know that for either of us, a lot of time in our own headspace is not, nothing good comes of it.
Hernia of the week. My hernia of the week goes to Scott Morrison. You could almost say that every week, but I've given him a break for a while now, but he's back. Because he would have to be, I think, the laziest Prime Minister we've ever had.
Yeah. Has he actually gone on holidays? Did that actually happen?
I don't know, because I don't care anymore. I don't care for him.
My hernia of the week...
You know, they've, like, the Canberra not going back for...
Oh, I know.
Yeah, but kids can go to school. But,
yeah, kids can go to school, but politicians can't go and actually represent the country.
Fucking lazy.
It's astounding.
Yeah.
How do you escape being held accountable for it? You just cancel Parliament.
Yeah.
You just go, we won't go back. And then, we won't go back.
I'll go to Sydney and watch the footy, though.
Oh, okay, so you know who my hernia of the week is going to?
Hernia of the week. Drum roll, please. Brrr, ding.
The AFL... Collingwood Football Club and Collingwood supporters who have left comments and support for one of the players that is currently facing assault charges from 2015.
I wonder about that shit week.
And talking about basically that's he needed the player who had a week off, and initially it was of the understanding, well, people were thinking that Collingwood had given him a 1 week suspension for this, you know, because he's now being charged. Because that's what you need. Like if you've been charged with sexual assault, a 1 week ban, that should, from your, you know, your club.
Your employer.
That sends a good message. That tells every young man who idolises this guy, every young woman who wants to, anyway... No, he didn't actually get a 1 week ban. He didn't get any ban. The reason he didn't play for a week was because he had been in prison when he was arrested or whatever,
COVID.
However they do it.
He had to be.
Because he had to have two COVID tests. It wasn't because the club wasn't reprimanding him or holding him accountable. And then apparently he played today or yesterday, who the fuck cares? And all of these supporters came out saying, he's wonderful. Don't blame him. All of these, supporters came out going, oh, that 1 week ban did him well. That slut, that this, that, you know. Oh, did him well having that week off because apparently he had a cracker of a game. And then he led the team off. He led the team off the field. So my hernia of the week, and I am wishing them a lot of ill, a lot.
Like a mega whammy hernia?
Yeah. I'm wishing them groin hernias.
Groin hernias. Oh, now there's a word I don't ever want to think about again.
Yeah, because...
Well, I say that Clementine Ford was all over this week.
Yeah.
And
so I only caught up...
And I only
caught up with it today, and that's why it's really top of mind for me at the moment. And I think, you know, the one thing that... I mean, everything that pretty much... I pretty much agree with nearly everything that comes out of her mouth. But the one thing that she said that really... resonated for me is, why are we so hell-bent? Why is everyone so fucking afraid of holding men to a standard of behaviour that involves them not fucking sexually assaulting people? Why? Why do we let these men still play?
But
why do these men let these men still go to work? Why do we let this happen?
Because it's all been run by men, and it's all the companies are run by men,
and
all the sponsorships
line,
are run by
men. And this line where she said, when it comes to rape, women have a past and men have a potential. And that's it. You think about every single case you've ever heard about a woman being sexually assaulted or raped. It's all about, like, judgment on her,
yep.
potential on him. And it's like...
So we've got boys, right? And I've always got a lot of boys in my house and, you know, we all talk. And consent is the biggest thing that I can't stop talking to them about. Consent.
But it's just... Consent, yes. But it also comes down to just what is your moral compass?
Like Andrew Johns.
And this was the thing. And, you know, I have gone on about that since it happened.
That's disgusting.
I have gone on about it. And I have gone on about... I stopped watching Channel 9 when he came back onto the footy show. I stopped watching, like, anything from Channel 9.
Well, because it's pretty shit anyway.
Like, I know, right? Like, I realise I have not lost. That has not been a great, you know, sacrifice on my
part. Free-to-air television is...
But the fact that he could have been a part... And he was a part of that incident.
Gross.
And he was... married, and he was in his 30s, and he did this to this woman, and he was part of it, and he didn't do anything for the other to stop these men.
It was very animalistic and very upsetting. I'm sorry, we should have actually addressed this with a trigger warning. I didn't realize that it was
I'll put a trigger warning on it when before it starts.
Mm, okay, what else has happened this week?
That's really, you know, that's really bad. What else has happened? I made goulash.
Oh, do tell.
And so this was a very exciting thing for me because, you know, it's a way for me to bond with Mr. Woog because, you know, he and I are very different.
Yeah. Oh, God, you're like our married couple.
And also DP, Doris, who is now my deputy editor, very exciting, she's had a promotion, she is Croatian, and so she's a big goulash family too. And it was just sensational.
Harry's latest love interest is Croatian.
Interesting.
I've never seen a more beautiful looking woman in my entire life.
You know, my bestie Marina is Croatian, and she's over 50, and she looks like she's about 30.
Yeah.
She has a smoking hot body. She works fucking hard for it. But she is terrifying. Terrifying. We call her the cranky crow.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah.
I've heard that.
And you've got one of Harry's friends is...
is Croatian as well. Yes.
And
he's petrified of his mother.
Yeah.
They're a fierce people.
A fierce people.
Yes. And anyway, so I was having dinner with this girl the other night. She was at the dinner table just sitting here. And I was looking at her going, super, like, supermodel. And then looking at Harry going, oh, dude.
He is punching above his weight.
Way above his weight. This is not going to end well.
Oh, wow.
God, I wouldn't.
Is she the same age? She older, younger?
Same age.
Yeah.
Oh, she's 6'1".
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway. Hey. let's look forward to... guiding him through that disaster.
None of my boys have brought home a girl ever. I mean, Oscar's his own, you know, Oscar's Oscar. Speaking of holidays, but Felix has never brought a girl home. There was the girl that he took to his year 12 formal, and she was delightful, and I was quite ready for her to be part of the household. And I remember I picked them up, and I was driving them back we were driving home. And I remember just, like, almost crashing the car because I couldn't stop. I just keep looking across. And even at the end of the night, her makeup was immaculate.
I don't know how these girls do.
How do they do that?
Where's the fizzy? Where's the frosted pink lipstick? Where's all the bright things?
She just had the contouring and the smoky eye. And they're just beautiful. And I'm like... I look like I've been dragged through a hedge backwards on a good day.
Well, Jack's upstairs with 10 of his little girlfriends.
Oh, dear God. Really?
And they all look the same to me, which is a terrible thing to say, but they all have long hair parted in the middle. They all wear the same sort of things.
Yeah.
Lovely. Lovely.
Are they? They're not flibbity gibbets?
No, not flibbity gibbets.
Oh, that's okay.
They put up with Jack.
It's been a pretty weird, cruisy week, actually. I don't really have much to report.
Okay, well, that's good.
Is that good?
That's good. I'm going to the hairdressers next week. That's how exciting my life has become.
Oh, so am I.
Oh, and
but only for a shave.
And the GP. So
just for a shave.
How exciting.
I'm going to the GP.
Because I've decided to finally address my situation down there.
Oh.
So the last period I had was 5 days of cramping and then just 5 days of blood clots. So I'm done. I'm done.
That, you've got to be done.
I'm absolutely one. After last week, which was when I was suffering from my groin and period pain. Oh, no wonder I was in such a bad mood.
I know. I swear to God you get three periods to my one.
I swear to God you say that every single...
I know.
I probably do.
Yeah. And mine's weird.
And I, you know what I'm doing?
What?
Well, I'm going to talk to Dr. Eve first and see whether she thinks that's a good idea because, you know, her being a doctor and all.
Yeah.
I was thinking about getting an ablation. That's where they laser out the uterus and then shoving up a marina so I never have to deal with them again.
Oh, okay.
But then I'm worried that the marina's going to... with my hormones.
I know. Yes, you see, this is the thing with the marina. It's a very polarizing thing. Women who have it, love it. Some women who've had it, hate it.
Yeah.
And it's a very microscopic dose of progesterone. But my psychiatrist is like, nada, shut it down. Not a great idea.
Yeah, so that might happen. If that's the case, my plan B is to remove my ovaries...
Oh, okay.
Because I just think having a full hysterectomy is fairly major.
But don't they take the womb first? Isn't that the first bit they take?
Anyway, so this is how often I obviously need to go and see the doctor because I'm just making shit up now.
Yes, hello, we're the premier podcast for the perimenopausal. And meanwhile, we're basically going, so what do they take out in your hysterectomy? Do they take your womb? Do they take ovaries? Do they take it all? Well, I know if they take it all. But if they're only doing one bit.
But if they take it all, you have to be like sort of 6 weeks recovery. And I just don't think I could do that.
Really? I would lean into that a mofo. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't. Too much time in my own head. Oh, God, I'd be a nutcase.
I don't know.
I couldn't get up and cook, though. You have to sort of just...
Yeah, see, that would be the problem for me is that, yes, you're not allowed to be lifting the bread in and out of the oven. That's been a weekly highlight today.
Let's talk about baking.
Today, I made my made my first ever rye and caraway loaf today. I haven't tried it yet because I was waiting for it to cool down, but oh my God, it smells amazing. That's all.
That's all. Thank God.
Okay, because I thought if they leave your ovaries, then you don't need to do patches. But if they take your ovaries, then you have to go onto hormone patches. Please don't listen to us.
Don't listen to us.
We've got no idea. I didn't even know whether Port Stephens was south or west or east or north this week.
That was very funny to follow up. But I will report back. I'll take in my notebook and I'll ask Dr. Eve all these questions.
Do you know what the funniest thing about that? Of me going, Oscar's going to Port Stephens and up north. And then I suddenly went, is it?
Yes.
I was like, I'm sure that isn't there another port down south? And all these people who, you know, just think they're hilarious were like, Port Kembla? And I'm like, yes, because who isn't going for a weekend away at the smelter? You know, that's just what you want to do. You want to go to the steelworks.
Oh, honestly, you're not going to know yourself. Who's taking him?
He's gone.
Like who's he gone with?
He's gone with Summit Disability, which is a wonderful organisation we do some
things. Do they have earplugs?
And it's just the boys. It's a boys' weekend.
Oh, fun.
It's the little group. It's the group of them that they go out for dinner together, like once a month, pre-COVID. And so yeah, they've gone off.
Did you notice that Rob's put his earplugs in? Rob's on the couch in the kitchen, and he was reading his book, and we were squawking, and now he's put his earplugs in,
and now he's wearing his. Now he's got his noise cancelling AirPods in.
What's that say?
God love him. He's so good. Like they'll just go.
It's so funny because the boys are here tonight because we're doing this on a Saturday night because we're ragers, drinking Japanese gin, which it's so delicious.
Roku gin, beautiful,
it's so good. And the boys are so funny because they're quite different.
Yes.
And Mr. Wu goes, "Will you be offended if I go and watch the MotoGP?"
And Rob's like, "Will you be offended if I read my book?"
That's some bonding for you.
It's just great. I mean, really, they could just be sitting in there together.
Yeah.
Earpods in, reading his book about the history of the internet.
But look at him sitting up there with Isabel.
I know. Isn't he gorgeous?
Isn't he lovely? He's such a love.
He really was a bit broken today after the butterscotch incident in the car.
Did it get all over the car?
all over the car.
Okay, I want to talk about Riley Dick Juba jeans.
Oh, okay. Are they the ones you were wearing last week? No.
These are them, right?
Oh, hang on. I need to put my glasses back on. Elastic waist?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, they're like jeggings.
So they're like jeggings, and they're quite a cult item.
What size are you in?
I'm in a 12.
Yep.
Now, this is
you
what
and I don't have hips
to address, right? These jeans are the most comfortable jeans. They were given to me for my birthday last year by Mon.
Yep.
Who knows things.
She does know things.
And I pulled them out and they were tiny and I said, there's no way I'm going to fit into those. They have magical properties. It's like an instant gut lift. It's like a tummy tuck.
They look fantastic.
And they come in 8 different colours.
Do they roll under your gum?
No.
Oh.
Sitting up nice and high.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they only go to size 14?
Oh.
Fuck.
I'm
actually starting to write about it this week.
We actually have a duty of care.
Yeah.
Because
they're comfortable jeans. They're flattering.
We love their stuff.
Yeah.
And you and I spruik their stuff all the time. But really, they're fattists.
They're not size inclusive.
They're not size inclusive.
I'm going for them. I'm going at them.
Good.
I've got a friend who knows the Mrs. Dick Juba.
Oh.
Yep. So I'm going to start a national campaign of love.
Yes.
I'm not going to go at them. I'm just going to suggest...
Yeah, it's a hard time for retail.
Yeah. I'm just going to suggest that women who are larger than a size 14 quite often want to wear comfortable jeans.
Yeah. Often want to wear a jean.
Yes. That's not like a grandma jean from Noni B.
Yeah.
With the elastic, with the panelling on the back.
The panelling.
At my biggest, they were my go-tos.
Mm. Yeah. We've all been there. We've all been there.
But, I mean, I just don't think...
I'm still there.
There's companies like Sportscraft and Trenery. They're running up to 18s. Like, that's their range. It's from 8 to 18s. And that's what the normal range should be. Even more so.
Yeah.
Because even if you're a size 22, you don't want to wear a muumuu.
No.
Because you might be a size 22 and love your body and your shape.
Sportscraft has a black leather jacket that is like butter, and I am desperate for it. It's like $880. I don't care if it would take me 5 years of whatever that pay thing is to pay it off. But it does go to an 18.
Yeah.
But I've got a back like a front, like a full forward. Like it's
because you can be a size 18, but there's the size 18 different types of shapes.
Yeah.
Like I'm a 12 on the bottom, but I'm a 16, 18 on the top.
Yeah.
So handy. Great for a swimsuit shopping.
Great for swimsuits.
Swimsuit shopping is fantastic.
Yeah. This is an ongoing thing, isn't it? And I have not been nice to myself about my weight in the recent couple of weeks. And you know what? It always ties back to how stressed I am.
Yep.
It's my... it's like with Oscar when he gets cellulitis in his left leg. That's his weak spot in his body now. That's the poor, the lymphatic drainage system damage and all that sort of stuff. So if his body is fighting any infection, it basically,
the signal alert.
Once it hits there, it doesn't do what it's meant to, and he gets sick, right? And it's like my self-talk and weight shaming is when I'm really stressed.
Mm.
And it's like as soon as I'm really stressed, instead of actually staying stressed about what I'm... should be stressed about, let's get this, let's see if we can actually hit a deadline this month. It's instead it's like, what are you going to eat now?
Yeah.
And I was like,
fill that hole.
Fuck.
See, I always know when I've hit the skids is when I get the tingle of a cold sore. So I have these 3 little tablets now in my handbag all the time. They work. So I get a little tingle. I go, right, you need to sort of have an audit of your lifestyle.
Yes.
You've got to not...
It's like your reset.
Yeah. That is my signal to go, right, back into your exercise.
It's like
your
shell's quivering. Do you remember that movie? Under the Hedge? Over the Hedge? Behind the Hedge? Over the Hedge. That animated... Great movie.
That's a good question. I want to ask you guys out there, what is your signal that tells you that you need to stop?
Yeah.
Interesting topic.
Yeah, what's your reset? What's your body's... What's the thing that your body does that tells you you need to reset?
Mm.
But now you take the tablet.
Now I take the tablet.
Yep.
And I go...
And that heads it off.
That fixes the cold sore situation, but it also tells me that time to reset.
Mm.
Back to the manufacturer settings.
Oh, my, you know, your beautiful Bertha. That's not Bertha anymore, though. What happened to Bertha?
Bertha died.
Yeah. Well, my Gertrude.
Bertha was my massive Apple Mac that yes. I wrote my book on.
Well, my Gertrude that I bought for me when I landed my first full-time salaried gig after the family realignment, she just keeps randomly shutting down.
Yeah, hard drive.
Mm.
Yeah. Have you backed up?
Yeah, yeah, everything's in the cloud.
Yeah, see, I didn't do any of that.
No, everything's in the cloud.
All my book, everything, all my photos, gone.
Oh, what?
Yes, so I can choose to flog myself over that or choose to go, I'm an idiot, whatever. Next.
Next, move on.
Next. Speaking of moving on, we're going to hit the reader's questions.
Let's hit the reader's questions because there is hot, wet rice to be had.
There is hot, wet rice. Chicken and leek hot, wet rice.
Oh, God.
And I'm not that great a cook, so please don't judge me.
Dude, you're cooking for me.
Yeah, I know. It's very, 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 very nerve-wracking.
No, it is just the best. Anyone, like, seriously, people sort of go, people used to say this about when I was with Chef as well. They'd just sort of go, oh, you know, I don't want to have to cook for a chef. And I'm like, dude, you could give him baked beans on toast. And if you've made it and he doesn't have to think about it, he'll love it. So it's just going to be delicious. Okay, let's go. Oh, so many. Kira says, thank you for getting me through my periodontal appointment. It wasn't as bad as I had suspected, but still not fun. It was a little awkward when I was laughing at something you had said and he had to stop, though.
That's awesome. I love that. Thank you for sharing it.
That makes me very excited.
That's so good.
Annalisa, housework. Who does the lion's share and how to motivate those around you to help? E.g., with three adults in the house, why am I the only one with her head down the toilet scrubbing? And no, a cleaner is not an option. Edit. And also, how often does one clean? A little bit every day or a thorough once over once a week or a fortnight?
Three adults in your room, in your house, they should all be doing equal load.
Dude.
And you're letting them get away with that.
It's called a family conference. It's called sitting down around the table and going, this isn't about helping me. This is about being a team and everyone contributing in the household. And then you do a roster.
Yep, roster. And don't nag them.
No.
Just like, let's just... No, what am I saying? I fucking go mental. I have a cleaner. She comes once a week and does a thorough clean. And then I do just as required.
Mm. And I loved... Okay, so Annalisa... Yeah, so she just sort of says that there's three adults. So I don't know if they're all family or if they're housemates.
Doesn't matter.
But doesn't matter.
She's like, doing all the work. That's not fair.
No.
Unless they pay her to do it.
Yeah.
That's a different story.
And, you know, if they are your children and you've got the roster and no one's adhering to the roster, well, then you just change the router or the modem's password. And suddenly they'll be cleaning that toilet. Toot sweet. Rachel, who is our friend Rach, originally Rob's friend, but now I have claimed her.
Yep.
She runs a house for two disabled adults in Canberra. She's an awesome human. I'm trying to bribe her to Sydney so she can do that for Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
And she can run the household for Oscar so he can live somewhere else. Rachel says, if a housemate is able, this is not regarding her house, this is her own living. If a housemate is able to take one clean bowl out of the dishwasher to eat cereal from, how come the entire dishwasher isn't also emptied? Rach, I know who you're talking about, and really, it's time to just cut that dick off. Yes, I am advising and recommending violence. Right, Caroline. Why must tradesmen come at 7 a.m? Am I required to be dressed when they do?
No.
Or is a good dressing gown sufficient?
That's fine.
Our house is like a goldfish bowl, so they can see me in the kitchen and the dining room.
Yes, you can wear UGG boots. And look, they've seen it all before. It's like going to the gynecologist. There's nothing that those tradies haven't seen at 7 a.m. Really? And look, there's such... great people, most of them. All the tradies that I've ever dealt with have always been awesome.
Yeah.
And hot.
We were only just today talking about when we got the aircon unit put into our bedroom, which Rob did because he couldn't bear to see me suffer through another summer. That's how you know you've found a good one. Anyway, and the guy, because our house is so weird, and he went to drill and hit a water pipe.
Yes, that's right.
There was no reason for there to be a water pipe there. And, yeah. And anyway, he is the nicest. He's so hot. He's the nicest guy.
Northern Beaches tradies are just step above. Well,
he's the nicest guy, but he is fit. Yeah. And it was just like, oh, you're all wet. Here, let me get you a towel.
Oh, I've dropped it. Let me fetch you another.
This is terrible. Imagine if this was a man saying this about a woman. Oh, it's terrible. God,
terrible.
Okay.
Objectifying men.
So apparently these tradies are landscapers.
Oh, nice.
And I just, seriously, they're there from 7:30 to 8:30. Bloody hell, give them breakfast and a show, Lisa. God.
Can I just show you quickly a photo of, do you know my friend Mrs. Leith?
Yes.
She had, she's doing some work. She's going to have some surgery.
Yes.
And so she's getting some work done while she's in surgery. She had 5 French tradesmen at her house.
Oh, sweet baby cheeses.
I'm just showing Kim a photo of one of the French tradesmen that Mrs. Leith sent to me. We are pervy old women, but have a look at that smile. And they're all French. She's single.
I'm actually rendered a little mute.
Like, he's so cute.
Terrible.
And so terrible. So terrible. So terrible.
This is such a double standard. We've just been lambasting the AFL for their double standards, and now we're here perving on
22-year-old
French tradie.
She had 4 of them in her house.
Stop it. Okay, Sarah says, how many...
And you know what she's like too.
Oh, I do know what she's like. I'm like... Yeah, so I'm not quite sure how much work, air quotes, would have been got done in that house.
Slut shaming. You go, Sam. Oh, you go, Sam.
There's nothing slutty about Mrs. Leith. She's just, whew, yeah, blows my hair back. Right, Sarah says, how many dogs are too many? Oh, my God. Julie says, I have a friend who has 5 Great Danes.
No, that's too many.
Can you imagine the shit?
No.
Do you remember right back at the very beginning of blogging, there was a woman in the States, she was hilarious, and she had a Great Dane,
mm-hmm.
and she talked about, like, collecting the poo, like, ugh. And how you needed a full-size shovel.
Don't.
And, like, a...
Don't.
Anyway, and she was one of the first... She did a tour. She went on a tour and would stay at, like, readers' houses and stuff, and everyone was horrified. Like, it was just so presumptuous. And did she think she was, like, you know, some superstar? And, like, it was really interesting before monetization. Very interesting. She was a leader. A
bit like you and me, darling.
Oh, my God. Sarah's got a friend who has 12 Afghans.
Picture or it didn't happen.
12 Afghans. Apparently they're the stupidest dog in the dog, like, breed, the dog range.
Oh, you are really wading into some very, very dangerous territory right now. If the Afghan Association gets whiff of this podcast, you are going down.
Amber says, Riley jeans are like a very cheap and painless instant tummy tuck.
Yep.
Praise be. Oh, is that what
they're the Riley? Yeah,
right.
And she's a very stylish Louise. Lady, Amber.
She is.
Yeah,
she is.
Beautiful. I've met her in real life. She's lovely too.
She looks
she's
like
one of those people.
She's
got
her shit together. Like, you sort of look at her in a photo and you go,
she's smart.
I guess she just seems so normal when we converse, but then I see pictures of you and I go, I can't.
No.
I can't.
It's like Foxy.
I'd look at you and I'd sort of go, no, 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 no.
It's like Fox and Flax, you know. I look at her and I'm like, how can you be so perfect?
Yeah. Terrible. Well, not terrible. I mean, great for them. We're just, you know, jealous. Useless. Yes. Louise, why is my body falling apart? I'm only 44. Oh, Louise, let me just move along the bench so you can sit beside me. I don't know. Like, what happens? Something happens when you hit your 40s. On the one hand, you are suddenly in a place where you know who you are and you're like, get fucked. I want this. I want that. Or, you know, I know who I am. I'm not standing up for that shit anymore. And on the other hand,
the hardware starts to wear out.
I'm like, I can't, like, my hands permanently feel like they're on fire.
Have you got arthritis?
I've got early, yes, I have, but it's osteo. I've got early osteoarthritis. I don't have rheumatoid arthritis. But Mr. Weeks just walked in and Kate is literally death staring him to the ground. I just almost have to protect him and give him a hug. She's so hard on him.
And, like, you know, the pancreas thing, and now the fibromyalgia, and the arthritis, and the thyroid. I'm just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's just like, it's like when you get a new car, it rolls off the...
And it automatically loses half its value. But do you reckon you clock over 40 and then that's it?
You know, when you're born, you don't need an oil and grease change for ages and ages. It's like a new car. And then as the car gets older, it needs replacing the tyres, and it needs a new battery, and it needs a new this and that. And you've had a few smashes, and so it needs a bit of repair work. So you're basically a 1972 Volvo.
What you're telling me is I'm basically the berry bus in human form. We're still astounded that the people who bought it haven't rung us back. Donna says, I'm packing 3 nights out west, leaving Sunday. Should I pack everything?
No.
So hang on, Donna, is this Donna? I can't remember which Donna you are. Are you the one that lives out? Yeah, you're out like up in the hot, you're up in Queensland. Where are you going? If you're going out, she's going, you know what I just did, don't you?
North, east, south, west.
Yeah, I did never eat it's shredded wheat. Bix. No, never yeah, eat shredded wheat. You're not going to need to pack everything. No. That's ridiculous. No. Someone said, Marianne says, yes, I'm a chronic overpacker. If you take more than a Woolies green bag more of stuff, then that's just bad. Sarah says, Kim, I had this similar gut pain when travelling in Egypt. I sorted it out by eating Wheat Bix for every breakfast for 2 years.
Were they soggy?
I don't know.
Never eat soggy Wheat Bix.
Never eat soggy Wheat Bix. Ah, Julie, my run of bad luck. Does anyone know of a witch or someone similar that I can consult to get rid of the curse? Or anything I should be doing? Turning around 3 times while hopping, white saging the house, anything? And Lola says, same question for me too. I don't know.
I don't know. You can't control any of that
there
shit.
There is a thing.
You've got to laugh.
People have talked about writing stuff down on a piece of paper and putting it in their freezer.
Yeah, you can do all of that, but it's still not going to fucking change anything.
No, you just got to lean into it. Lean into it. Find the humour in it. Although, you know.
How was your adoption special?
Yeah, I haven't done it yet. It's coming. In my head, it's spectacular. It's like Walkley award-winning material in my head. But, of course, every time I think I'm going to do it, then, you know, like I've got a kid behind me, like gaming. Or yeah. And they're now school holidays. They're up until bloody...
They better fucking go back to school.
Oh, my God.
If Gladys pulls a Swifty tomorrow night, as I heard it could happen, I will cry.
Okay. Jade says, loving the house, Mrs. Wu.
Thank you.
New house. Also love the fact you always have extras at your house. I hope when my boys get to that joke, my house is a gathering spot.
Careful what you wish for.
So when Woogs put up the picture on Insta the other day of all the boys on the lounge in her room, the message I sent her was, why are they all still there?
And I had just kicked them out.
Yeah. Helen's like, why doesn't Jacuba start sponsoring us? Yes. Sarah, you're quite mouthy this. I like it. Keep it up.
Love that.
She's quite mouthy about why Jacuba doesn't go higher than a 16.
Oh, yes, there we go.
Yes. Someone talks about...
It's 14.
I know, but they do have some stuff that goes bigger, but then...
No, they don't.
And I saw something when I was there buying my droppies that I've got on now, and I just saw this talk, oh, that looks so nice. I'm going to try it on. And it was their XL. And I did that thing in the change room, you know, where you get stuck.
Yeah.
And you're like, you can't, you're worried you're going to rip it. And yeah. It's going to pull it off over the head or pull
you
it on
rip
there.
It.
You get the nervous sweats.
You should rip it. Just serves them right.
Oh, gosh. Everyone piles on that. Should we start a political party lobby group? No. We just need to keep mouthing and get your politicians to actually do their fucking job. Although we do get the politicians we deserve.
Yes.
So, anyone looking forward to term 3 here in Australia?
Yes.
I'm not, just saying. Andrea says, we just finished week 1 here in Queensland. It was brutal.
Is it only
term 3? Yeah.
It's just everything is hard.
How is it only term 3?
Because we started with the bushfires and it's just gotten fucking shit ever since.
Oh, look, Nicola Riley says, I love you, ladies. I've only recently discovered your podcast. Well, buckle up, Buttercup. I know, where have I been? And have been binging your back catalogue between new episodes. Today I listened to several episodes from 2018 while driving from Wagga back to Sydney. I was cry laughing at Mrs. Woog having to leave the room mid-podcast because of cyst talk, making her gag. My children kept looking at me like I was insane, but you made the five-hour trip so much more enjoyable than usual. Good.
That's awesome.
I haven't made you gag for so long.
I know.
I'm really falling down.
Shut up. You almost had me at Great Dane Dog Shits.
Yeah, but... I know. I could see it was going
there.
Yeah,
I was like,
I remember going to the dog park. There's the swimming park, the swimming beach park, where you can take your dogs up on pit water. And we were there with our dogs the very short-lived, ill-fated time of owning two dogs. And this guy turned up, was clearly like a breeder. And he had, well, maybe not. Maybe he just had four German Shepherds. They were magnificent. But he was walking around and he had a proper garden shovel and then he had a wooden stake and on the end of the wooden stake was like a gallon...
This isn't quality listening, guys.
A gallon plastic drum that he'd sawed off in half.
I know where this is going. Right. Yeah.
Scoop the shit onto it.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that.
Okay. Anyway, I just remember going, I couldn't love an animal that much.
It's just too much hard work.
What? I couldn't love... Like... I got resentful about changing shitty nappies.
Yeah.
I can't do it with a dog. Anyway, okay. Lisa. So I've been picking up massive amount of extra shifts at work. This is because I don't want to be at home with a bunch of teenage boys. Oh, Lisa, I love you.
I hear you.
Is it terrible that I don't feel guilty?
No.
Plus, hubby has now learned to cook. So, oh, my God, Lisa, lean into that shit.
Yeah.
You love being at work. Go to work. Earn lots of money.
Yeah.
Not at home with teenagers?
No, oh, no. God. Sounds good.
So good. Anna's saying she was loving hanging out for us recording today. Loving your work, ladies. It's a little lonely and shut down, despite many mates to chat to. Sometimes I don't feel like chatting and hitting "we're all fine" on repeat. And you're right, you know, like sometimes you don't want to chat, sometimes you just want to hang out in someone's kitchen and have a cup of tea and
have some risotto.
And just not actually do anything. You know, like a phone call is... You gotta commit.
Oh, I like a good phone call.
Yeah, you are a bit of a phone chatter, aren't you?
Yeah, I love a good catch-up. A chin wag, I call them.
A chin wag. Just a chin wag. Yeah, you're actually 65.
You're a little bit judgmental today, Kim, but I'm willing to forgive you.
I am a little bit. Marianne says she loved last week's question. Does anyone follow the Mediterranean diet?
No, don't follow diet.
I'm 48. My doctor's recommended it. I'm 48. I've diagnosed with low iron, high blood pressure and cholesterol. No wonder I feel like shit all the time. My COVID diet of refined sugar and all the yummy trans fats have done me no favours. Jennifer says she did for a certain extent. She was insulin resistant. I was insulin resistant. And my endocrinologist put me onto this drug that made me feel like shit. And so I just went, fuck that shit. Like, just pull your head in. Eat properly. And now I'm not insulin resistant anymore. the end. That was a great story, wasn't it?
This is like basically Kim's medical helpline.
Danny, husband's wardrobe. Yeah, mine had that.
Got rid of the husband.
He's gone. And do you know what's really funny? Is now I tend to have one, and Rob's side of the bed is in
perfect.
Is perfect. Like, there's not even any dust.
Oh, why am I not?
And my side has like just shoes and the pajamas, but then also the house clothes, and then that outfit that I wore once that I could still wear again. And
then you find a pair of underpants, you go, are those clean or not? Then you have a big sniff, and then you pass out, and then you come to, and you go, no, they're dirty.
Yeah, they're dirty. So look, 10 years, she's trying to find a solution. Just forget it. Oh my God, he does his own washing. Danny, just let it go. Let it go. He does his own washing. Fuck. Does he scrub a toilet? Because if he does that, then...
Dude, I'm going to start the risotto because I'm about to die of hunger.
Okay, start the risotto.
Okay.
How far are we going? Yeah, where am I starting?
Okay.
I'll just chirp in the background.
All right. I'll put it over here. So Belinda says... You might remember back in March, my manager was giving me a hard time about work from home due to compromised immunity. I have returned to the office a couple of days a week, work from home other days. This week, I Skyped into a meeting. My manager was in the actual room. I could hear her talking about me to the person next to her and saying my doctor was a nervous Nelly, amongst other things. What's my next move? She has gone on rec leave for a month. Even though she's gone on leave, I would be writing a letter or an email to her that you don't send straight away. I'd write it and then come back and write it again. What you doing there, sweet jinx?
Why isn't this working?
Oh. That will sound nice in there.
Because I actually was holding I was holding this down there, so it'll get
They'll get me heavy breathing like no tomorrow. Look at that. Wait till you put some wine in that. That's going to be delicious. So good. Yeah, you need to write a letter and just say, this is highly inappropriate that you're talking about me, that you're making presumptions about my doctor. Just get in your box. Cindy, can't wait. I need to pick me up. And you girls always make me smile. I have been very sad today. Oh, it's been 10 years. It's been 10 years since my mum passed away.
Oh, that's terrible.
She misses her so much.
Oh, it never gets easier, I don't think.
It doesn't. I don't think it does. You just get used to it.
Yeah.
Mm. Jenny. Oh, I found out this week that the woman who bullied me and my two workmates out of our beloved jobs has resigned. I'm hoping she was given no choice. My two workmates have secured work while I still haven't. I'm thinking about asking for my job back. I figure if I don't ask, the answer's always no. Good idea or move on.
Oh, ask.
No, Jenny, you never go back. You have to remember that that workplace was the place that actually permitted that behaviour and did not support you and did not deal with the situation. Or, you never go back.
Or you can go back and then just like espionage, like just do things to really fuck them over.
Okay, that's all the questions. We're done.
Hmm. What's your favourite hot wet rice flavours?
Oh, chicken and leek.
Yeah, so good.
I know.
Chicken and leek is just like, to me...
Leeks. Why are leeks so expensive? Like, even when they're in season, they're expensive. This to me is super fancy because I don't buy them. Because I'm like...
$3 each.
Yeah.
But they're worth it. Look at that.
I can get a kilo of onions for that. I know.
Caramelised leek and onion. I know.
And then you're going to put wine in there and all of that's going to come up.
Yeah, you're going to help me with this because I'm not a good cook. So you know I'm cooking for you.
Oh, you know that I'll just take over.
Yeah, I'm more than happy for that to happen.
You need to sit on the lounge with Rob.
Yeah.
What was that? Oh, my God. Oh, that's a cat. I don't have my glasses on. It looked like a scruffy dog.
Are you happy to take over now?
Yeah, I'll take over. All right, we're going to go now.
Okay. Thanks so much for joining us. Sorry if we're a bit... I'm not sorry at all.
No.
We're here. We turn up every
week. We're here. We've done it.
Thank you to our Patreons.
Yes. Thank you. Because
we really, really appreciate that financial support. For the rest of you tight asses, it's not that hard. Go to the Facebook page. Throw us $5 a month. Yeah. And we'll keep turning up for you.
We'll keep turning up.
Even if you don't want us to, we're going to keep turning up. Anyway, you all have a great week, as we like to say.
Just keep plucking.